Chapter 6, Shop Safety. Personal Protective Equipment. Safety is not just a buzzword on a poster in the work area. Safe work habits can reduce accidents and injuries, ease the workload, and keep employees pain-free. Safety glasses, the most important personal protective equipment, are known as PPE. A technician should wear all the time as safety glasses, which meet standard ANSI Z87.1. When using a power washer, a die, or a bench grinder, a full face shield is recommended. See Figure 6, 1. Steel-toed shoes. Steel-toed safety shoes are also a good investment. If safety shoes are not available, then leather-topped shoes offer more protection than canvas or cloth-covered shoes. See Figure 6, 2. Gloves. Wear gloves to protect your hands from rough or sharp surfaces. Thin rubber gloves are recommended when working around automotive liquids, such as engine oil, antifreeze, transmission fluid, or any other liquids that may be hazardous. Several types of gloves and their characteristics include. Figure 6, 1. Safety glasses should be worn at all times when working on or around any vehicle or servicing any component. Latex surgical gloves. These gloves are relatively inexpensive, but tend to stretch, swell, and weaken when exposed to gas, oil, or solvents. Vinyl gloves. These gloves are also inexpensive and are not affected by gas, oil, or solvents. See Figure 6, 3. Polyurethane gloves. These gloves are more expensive, yet very strong. Even though these gloves are also not affected by gas, oil, or solvents, they tend to be slippery. Nitrile gloves. These gloves are exactly like latex gloves, but are not affected by gas, oil, or solvents, yet they tend to be expensive. Refer to Figure 6, 2. Steel-toed shoes are a worthwhile investment to help prevent foot injury due to falling objects. Even these well-worn shoes can protect the feet of this service technician. Refer to Figure 6, 3. Protective gloves. Vinyl gloves are available in several sizes. Select the size that allows the gloves to fit snugly. Vinyl gloves last a long time and often can be worn all day too. Help protect your hands from dirt and possible hazardous materials. Mechanics gloves. These gloves are usually made of synthetic leather and spandex and provide thermoprotection, as well as protection from dirt and grime. Bump cap. Service technicians working under a vehicle should wear a bump cap to protect the head against under-vehicle objects and the pads of the lift. See Figure 6, 4. Hands, jewelry, and clothing. Remove jewelry that may get caught on something or act as a conductor to an exposed electrical circuit. See Figure 6, 5. Take care of your hands. Keep your hands clean by washing with soap and hot water that is at least 110 degrees Fahrenheit or 43 degrees Celsius. Avoid loose or dangling clothing. Hearing protection. Hearing, ear, protection should be worn if the sound around you requires that you raise your voice, sound level higher than 90 decibels. Note, a typical lawnmower produces noise at a level of about 110 decibels. This means that everyone who uses a lawnmower or other lawn or garden equipment should wear hearing protection. Refer to Figure 6, 4. One version of a bump cap is this padded plastic insert that is worn inside a regular cloth cap. Refer to Figure 6, 5. Remove all jewelry before performing service work on any vehicle. Tech tip. Professional behavior in the shop is a must. To be respected as a professional service technician and for safety, always behave in a professional manner. These behaviors include, but are not limited to, the following. Show respect to other technicians and employees. For example, the shop owner or service manager may not always be right, but they are always the boss. Avoid horseplay or practical jokes. Act as if a customer is observing your behavior at all times, because this is often the case. Safety tips for technicians. When lifting any object, get a secure grip with solid footing. Keep the load close to your body to minimize the strain. Lift with your legs and arms, not your back. Do not twist your body when carrying a load. Instead, pivot your feet to help prevent strain on the spine. Ask for help when moving or lifting heavy objects. Refer to Figure 6, 6. Always connect an exhaust hose to the tailpipe of the engine of a vehicle to be run inside a building. Refer to Figure 6, 7. A magnetic tray is a helpful item to keep tools needed up where they can be easily reached without having to bend over, saving time and energy over the course of a long day in the shop. Push a heavy object rather than pull it. This is opposite to the way you should work with tools. Never push a wrench. If you do and a bolt or nut loosens, your entire weight is used to propel your hands forward. This usually results in cuts, bruises, or other painful injury. Always connect an exhaust hose to the tailpipe of any running vehicle to help prevent the buildup of carbon monoxide, or known as CO, inside a closed garage space. See Figure 6.6. When standing, keep objects, parts, and tools with which you are working between chest height and waist height. If seated, work at tasks that are at elbow height. See Figure 6.7. Always be sure the hood is securely held open. Ask for help when pushing a vehicle or use a motorized pusher. See Figure 6.8. Safety tip: shop cloth disposal. Always dispose of oily shop cloths in an enclosed container to prevent a fire. See Figure 6.9. Whenever oily cloths are thrown together on the floor or workbench, a chemical reaction can occur, which can ignite the cloth even without an open flame. This process of ignition without an open flame is called spontaneous combustion. Refer to Figure 6.8, an electric pusher used to push vehicles into or around the shop. Refer to Figure 6.9, all oily shop cloths should be stored in a metal container equipped with a lid to help prevent spontaneous combustion. Tech tip: if you must pound on something, be sure to use a tool that is softer than what you are about to pound on to avoid damage. Refer to the listed table. Electrical cord safety: use correctly grounded three-prong sockets and extension cords to operate power tools. Some tools use only two-prong plugs. Make sure these are double insulated and repair or replace any electrical cords that are cut or damaged to prevent the possibility of an electrical shock. When not in use, keep electrical cords off the floor to prevent tripping over them. Tape the cords down if they are placed in high foot traffic areas. Refer to Figure 6.10, Jumper Cable Usage Guide. Jump starting and battery safety: to jump start another vehicle with a dead battery, connect good quality copper jumper cables as indicated in Figure 6.10, or use a jump box. The last connection made should always be on the engine block or an engine bracket as far from the battery as possible. It is normal for a spark to be created when the jumper cables finally complete the jumper cable connections, and this spark could cause an explosion of the gases around the battery. Many newer vehicles have special ground connections built away from the battery just for the purpose of jump starting. Check the owner manual or service information for the exact location. Batteries contain acid and should be handled with care to avoid tipping them greater than a 45-degree angle. Always remove jewelry when working around a battery to avoid the possibility of electrical shock or burns, which can occur when the metal comes in contact with a 12-volt circuit and ground, such as the body of the vehicle. Safety tip: compressed air safety. Improper use of an air nozzle can cause blindness or deafness. Compressed air must be reduced to less than 30 pounds per inch 2 or 206 kilopascal. See Figure 6.11. If an air nozzle is used to dry and clean parts, make sure the airstream is directed away from anyone else in the immediate area. Always use an OSHA-approved nozzle with side slits that limit the maximum pressure at the nozzle to 30 pounds per inch 2. Coil and store air hoses when they are not in use. Refer to Figure 6.11. The air pressure going to the nozzle should be reduced to 30 pounds per inch 2 or less. Fire extinguishers. Classes of fire extinguishers: there are 4 classes of fire extinguishers. Each class should be used on specific fires only. Class A is designed for use on general combustibles, such as cloth, paper, and wood. Class B is designed for use on flammable liquids and greases, including gasoline, oil, thinners, and solvents. Class C is used only on electrical fires. Class D is effective only on combustible metals, such as powdered aluminum, sodium, or magnesium. The class rating is clearly marked on the side of every fire extinguisher. Many extinguishers are good for multiple types of fires. See Figure 6.12. When using a fire extinguisher, remember the word pass. P means pull the safety pin. A means aim the nozzle of the extinguisher at the base of the fire. S means squeeze the lever to actuate the extinguisher. S means sweep the nozzle from side to side. See Figure 6.13. Refer to Figure 6.12. A typical fire extinguisher designed to be used on type Class A, B, or C fires. The area around the fire extinguisher must be free and clear to allow easy access. Types of fire extinguishers. Types of fire extinguishers include the following: water. A water fire extinguisher, usually in a pressurized container, is good to use on Class A fires by reducing the temperature to the point where a fire cannot be sustained. Carbon dioxide, CO2. A carbon dioxide fire extinguisher is good for almost any type of fire, especially Class B or Class C materials. A CO2 fire extinguisher works by removing the oxygen from the fire, and the cold CO2 also helps reduce the temperature of the fire. Dry chemical, yellow. A dry chemical fire extinguisher is good for Class A, B, or C fires by coating the flammable materials, which eliminates the oxygen from the fire. A dry chemical fire extinguisher tends to be very corrosive and will cause damage to electronic devices. Fire blankets. Fire blankets are required to be available in the shop areas. If a person is on fire, a fire blanket should be removed from its storage bag and thrown over and around the victim to smother the fire. See Figure 6, 14, showing a typical fire blanket. All shop areas must be equipped with a first aid kit and an eye wash station centrally located and kept stocked with emergency supplies. First aid kit. A first aid kit should include first aid and eye wash stations, bandages, in a variety of sizes, gauze pads, roll gauze, iodine swab sticks, antibiotic ointment, hydrocortisone cream, burn gel packets, eye wash solution, scissors, tweezers, gloves, and first aid guide. Refer to Figure 6, 13, a CO2 fire extinguisher being used on a fire set in an open steel drum during a demonstration at a fire department. Training center. Refer to Figure 6, 14, a treated wool blanket is kept in this easy-to-open wall-mounted holder and should be placed in a centralized location in the shop. See Figure 6, 15, every shop should have a person trained in first aid. If there is an accident, call for help immediately. Eye wash station. An eye wash station should be centrally located and used whenever any liquid or chemical gets into the eyes. If such an emergency does occur, keep eyes in a constant stream of water and call for professional assistance. See Figure 6, 16. Evacuation routes. Posted maps. Check the location of posted evacuation routes and be sure to read, understand, and follow the instructions for evacuating the area in case of an emergency. The evacuation routes are commonly posted throughout the building and often include the location of the nearest fire extinguisher and other safety-related items. See Figure 6, 17. Refer to Figure 6, 15. A first aid box should be centrally located in the shop and kept stocked with the recommended supplies. Safety tip: infection control precautions. Working on a vehicle can result in personal injury, including the possibility of being cut or hurt enough to cause bleeding. Some infections, such as hepatitis B, HIV, which can cause acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, or AIDS, and hepatitis C, are transmitted through blood. These infections are commonly called blood-borne pathogens. Report to your supervisor any injury that involves blood and take the necessary precautions to avoid coming into contact with blood from another person. Aisle markings. Aisles leading to the emergency exit must be marked with yellow paint or tape at least 2 inches or 5 centimeters wide. The aisles should also be 40 inches to 48 inches or 102 centimeters to 122 centimeters wide. Aisles should lead to exits as directly as possible. See Figure 6, 18. Hybrid electric vehicle safety. Hybrid electric vehicles, or HEVs, use a high-voltage battery pack and an electric motors to help propel the vehicle. See Figure 6, 19, for an example of a typical warning label on a hybrid electric vehicle. The gasoline engine also is equipped with a generator or a combination starter and an integrated starter generator, or ISG, or integrated starter alternator, or ISA, to safely work around a hybrid electric vehicle. The high voltage HV battery and circuits should be shut off following these steps. Step 1, turn off the ignition key and remove the key from the ignition switch. This will shut off all high voltage circuits if the relays are working correctly. Step 2, disconnect the high voltage circuits. Refer to Figure 6, 16, a typical eye wash station. Often a thorough flushing of the eyes with water is the best treatment in the event of eye contamination. Refer to Figure 6, 18, a properly marked aisle using yellow paint strips leading to an exit. Figure 6, 19, a warning label on a Honda hybrid warns that a person can be killed due to the high voltage circuits under the cover. For example, the cutoff switch on a Toyota Prius is located in the trunk. To disconnect the high voltage system, pull the orange handled plug while wearing insulated rubber lineman's gloves. See Figure 6, 20. Figure 6, 20, the high voltage disconnect switch is in the trunk area on a Toyota Prius. Insulated rubber lineman's gloves should be worn when removing this plug. Warning: Do not touch any orange wiring or the components without following the vehicle manufacturer's procedures and wearing the specified personal protective equipment. Review questions. Question 1. List 4 items that are personal protective equipment, PPE. Question 2. What are the types of fire extinguishers and their usage? Question 3. What items are included in a typical first aid box? Question 4. What infection control precautions should be followed in the shop? Question 5. What safety precautions should be taken when working on a hybrid electric vehicle? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What do you call the service technician's protective head cover? A. Cap. B. Hat. C. Bump cap. D. Helmet. Question 2. All safety glasses should meet the standards set by A. ANSI. B. SAE. C. OSHA. D. DOT. Question 3. When washing hands, the water should be at what temperature? A. 98 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. B. 110 degrees Fahrenheit or 43 degrees Celsius. C. 125 degrees Fahrenheit or 52 degrees Celsius. D. 135 degrees Fahrenheit or 57 degrees Celsius. Question 4. Hearing protection should be worn anytime the noise level exceeds A. 60 decibels. B. 70 decibels. C. 80 decibels. D. 90 decibels. Question 5. What color are the high voltage cables used on a hybrid electric or electric vehicles? A. Blue. B. Yellow. C. Orange. D. Red. Question 6. Exhaust hoses should be used because one of the exhaust gases is deadly in high concentration. This gas is A. Carbon monoxide. B. Carbon dioxide. C. Hydrocarbons. D. Oxides of nitrogen. Question 7. The process of combustion occurring without an open flame is called A. Direct ignition. B. Non-open flame combustion. C. Spontaneous combustions. D. Cold fusion. Question 8. When using a fire extinguisher, what word can be used to remember what to do? A. Pass. B. Fire. C. Red. D. Lever. Question 9. Batteries should not be tipped to more than a blank angle. A. 45 degrees. B. 60 degrees. C. 5 degrees. D. None of the above. Question 10. Which item is usually not included in a first aid kit? A. Eyewash solution. B. Antibiotic cream. C. Fire blanket. D. Bandages. End of chapter 6.